This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, some counter-programming on this Cyber Monday when so much of the thrust is supposed to be online shopping. We have a tale of bricks-and-mortar shopping in a little stretch of pavement called Fifth Avenue in New York City. You see, strange little storefronts are popping up where you're not really expected to buy anything. Sally Herships explains, starting with this enthusiastic fellow.
You know when you ask a 13-year-old comic book fan about the X-Men? That's what Gene Spiegelman is like about Fifth Avenue.
We could walk down the street all day long, and I could tell you a story about every space, every building.
Spiegelman is with Cushman & Wakefield, the real estate company.
Did that Prada lease over there, and from the commission I earned on that transaction, I bought my wife her engagement ring.
No way!
That was my first large deal in Manhattan on Fifth Avenue, and that's a true story.
Another true story, the deals here are big. Spiegelman says the average price is $3,200 a square foot. Walk just one avenue away to Madison, and the average rent dips by 60%. But retailers are willing to pay for Fifth because of a love story. Tourists love Fifth Avenue, like Chris Retreat and Jay Holden. They're standing down the block across the street from the iconic Tiffany's.
We actually just literally just got engaged. So, pointing out some rings that I like for him.
But she says they're probably not buying.
Probably not, no. It's more just a case of coming to see it rather than actually shopping in there.
For some brands, being on Fifth isn't about selling in that store. Robert Futterman is CEO of RKF, a retail leasing company.
Microsoft would be very happy if you spent 45 minutes in their store browsing around and then ordered their product on the internet.
He says often putting a store on Fifth Ave is a marketing move. Go back in history. Bergdorf Goodman and Saks were anchor stores.
So Tiffany had to be there. Cartier had to be there. And everybody has followed suit.
It's like a real estate party, the place to be.
It's monopoly for billionaires.
But the game is changing. Now there are some empty storefronts. The vacancy rate is about 15%. That's up from 10% a year ago. Shama Maher is a retail consultant.
It used to be that fashion dictated, right? Now fashion listens a lot.
She says it takes more inspiration from consumers who want to shop locally, even in Brooklyn.
Because of that, the conversations, I believe, have really shifted from, hey, we're this big, shiny store, you need to come to us, to, hey, you're our big, shiny customer, we need to come to you.
Gene Spiegelman says this stretch of Fifth Avenue is tiny, so if just two or three stores are empty, it can look big statistically. But he says, just like a Tiffany or Cartier setting, the neighborhood is a classic. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.